It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you for tuning in to KETR, to our outdoor show this morning. We've been doing this one for about 6.5 years and gives me the privilege of being with you every week and talking about the outdoors. We have been talking a lot about the use of warfarin. They call it kaput, the bait, the poison, if you will, rat poison that Sid Miller has been trying to get approved. Actually, he approved it, but there's some legislation going on down in Austin right now to stop this, the use of warfarin to kill hogs, feral hogs. The best thing at this point would be to contact your senator. The House, the majority of the House down in Austin is against it, and there's a bunch of sponsors, representatives that are sponsoring this bill that will, what the bill is going to do is actually cause more study before somebody, agricultural commissioner or whomever, decides, hey, let's start poisoning our ecosystem. The bill, if it passes, and I think it will, but it will be, that will be, won't be happening. In other words, they'll have to have a university, Texas Parks and Wildlife, somebody will have to put the time in to study these things before anybody, including the ag commissioner, can just say, hey, let's poison things. On a more pleasant subject, I had a fishing trip this week that I won't forget. David Hansen's been our guest many times. I know many of you know David. He does a good job keeping us tuned in down at Tewakene on the catfishing. But my daughter, Ashley, and friend, Carissa, that's kind of like a second daughter to me, they joined us, and David invited them to come with us early this week on a catfishing trip, and we caught the daylights out of them. Guess who our guest is? Yep, it's old David. David, are you listening through all this intro here, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm right here with you, man.
Thank you. Well, I was a little lengthy before I got to catfish, but I did want to tell everybody that this all is not lost with this hog poisoning thing. I think we can beat it, and we need to beat it, you know?
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm totally against that.
It's not a wise thing. To catfishing now, and you correct me, David, I want to tell, you know, catfishing in this area is kind of a pattern, a seasonal thing. Dead of winter, cold weather, that's when you put people on big numbers of big blue catfish. That's what happens. And now you can still catch a trophy blue, we'll call them big blues, but we caught the daylights out of what I call eater blues from 2 to 10 pounds, you know, when we're fishing with you this week. So that is a pattern right now for blue cats, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and it is hot and heavy. The average day, 35 to 50 some odd fish. Sometimes you don't even have to move. They're biting so good.
Yep, and kind of give a pattern or a you know, how you're fishing. And of course, I know all this because I was with you, but kind of give our listeners an update on the structure, the type of waters you're fishing and how you're going about it, how you're rigging up, you know?
I'm finding these fish in 3 to 5 feet of water on windblown points around new growth brush and willows, fishing a Santee rig, small with a, you know, small hook, 4 or 5 off hook, porked in front of your hook, just like you would when you're drifting. But I use a little smaller cork, and then have the no roll sinker to keep it stationary. And when you pull up to these spots, if you fish 30 minutes, you hadn't caught fish, it's time to go to the next.
And, you know, we fished probably 3 places, and you gave them a few minutes. Actually, I think you was only giving them 15 minutes there. But we didn't have to wait that long. But the bite, it never stopped, but it didn't meet your criteria. You know, it wasn't one after another. They would slow up a little bit. You'd get a bite every 5 minutes. And when that happened, you went to a new spot. And, you know, David, you have talked about schools of blue catfish feeding. And you said, of course, you're an old cattle man, been around cattle all your life. You said you have seen a herd of cows out on 100 acres. They'll be here for a while where the grass is short and tender. Then you might see them moving around. Well, you likened the catfish, the schools of blue catfish, to cattle. And, you know, and that's kind of what happened. It, when you pull up to a new area, if the herd is, they're either there or not, right?
Absolutely. And you can watch what's going on around you as well to help you tell where they're at. You may be sitting there catching fish and look over there on another bank and be some birds working or something going on. Let's go over there and try that spot. And a lot of times the birds don't lie, but you know, it's a setup test deal. When you fish shallow water, you know, our electronics are wonderful this day and time, but there's some things only a 15-minute test will prove.
That's it. And you're right about, I call it reading the water, but observing what's going on around you. The electronics will show you what's around the boat for sure, but you see some bunch of cormorants or gulls, for that matter, or loons sitting around out on the water. They have to make a living. They have to catch fish to make a living, don't they? So they're gonna be where there's some bait, and that's a real good tip. But I think one mistake that anglers make, David, is staying too long in one spot. And I've seen crappie fishermen especially be guilty of this. Say there's one tree that they remember catching a limit in an hour of crappie or whatever, or catfish for that, a baited hole that worked at one time. Well, just stay put and not leave. That's really not a good way to catch to consistently stay in the fish, is it?
No, not at all. Like I say, a lot of time it's hit and run. You run in there, if things is right, you'll start catching them within the time you start putting your rods in the water a lot of time.
Yep.
And people do that even when they're catching bait. You'll see them, they'll stay in the same spot and throw their net repeatedly. Well, those fish ain't there. You done scared them off. Move on.
Exactly.
Just keep moving. You'll find them.
Exactly. That's very true. And then the pattern right now, we're what I call, I've got a newspaper article, folks, coming out in the newspapers I write for, the bunch of them, but the closest, I guess, to most people is the Greenville Herald Banner, you know, that a lot of, that's kind of the bigger paper in Northeast Texas. But I've got a lot of tips from David this coming week on in the Greenville Herald Banner. And the thing is, the way I see it, David, right now is a time of plenty for catching a lot of good eating fish. Now, these were, you could not choose a better size or a better species. And channel cat are wonderful. I love them. But blue cats are kind of special, you know. They really are. Those small ones especially, you know.
Yeah. Cream of the crop in my book.
Yes, and we don't cull the channel. I mean, we eat the channels just as well. But, yeah, those blues, now's the time to catch a lot of blues. Now, let's kind of give our listeners a timeline, David. This is going on right now. How long will it will this last?
This action has been last until the end of May for the good numbers, steady action, and you still throw in a bigger fish, sometimes a huge fish, in these trips. Not all of them, but there's some of them you'll have, you know, a real good chance of catching a big fish. But the numbers are going to be there for the next 2 months.
Okay. Now, at what point will you switch over and start baiting holes for channel cat? And this, when this happens, this is like nonstop action on channel catfish over baited holes. When will you start that?
When the sun gets high and it gets to the point that I can't stand it on the water at lunch anymore,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll go to the channel cat fishing and start early, be done by lunch, limit it out 90% of the time,
Yep.
And back at the Bay Fork, it's hot.
And, you know, you started, you know, fishing under the shaded bridge, man. That's, of course, I had the privilege of being with you a couple of times last summer. And I'm talking about when it gets hot and humid and uncomfortable. People think they want to stay out there in the middle of the day, but I'm all about getting out there with you early. Get with it, catch them, and it's comfortable, and it's shady. And really, by, you know, 11 o'clock or whatever, most of the time you've already got your fish caught, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I say, sitting in the shade of that bridge, and even if it is 100 degrees, my noon feels like about 80 under there.
It does, and I'm usually just catching fish, you know, as a guide, you know, you kind of, you've got a program, and you know when to, what to do, the tying up the boat and all that. And, you know, you're the one really doing all the work to put it in another way. But the fact is, it still gets hot out there. So, we got some. We have about 2 months, I'd say through. Well, we have all of April, and that's going to be blue catfishing time for you. I know it is.
Oh yeah.
And into May, and then probably by the end of May, you'll start baiting some holes and go back to that plan. And that's when you're fishing near the bottom usually. With a good punch bait, and you can pretty much be assured you're gonna catch a good mess of fish, David. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, pitch till you win. When I start doing that, it just, if you can't catch them, it's because you ain't got your foot in the water.
Exactly. Yep. Just keep a tight line. You know, I want to talk about the rods you had. Those things that we were using were extremely sensitive. Tell us about the rods now. And in the blue catfish bite, it's important. I mean, any kind of fishing is important, but these rods had a chartreuse tip on them, soft tip, you know, a tip that you could feel the bite, but yet they had a strong backbone. That's the kind of rods you prefer and that you always fish with, isn't it?
Yes, sir. These rods are 7'6" pro angler rod. I've used them a little in the last few years, but I've really got accustomed to them now, and I'm switching everything I've got over to pro angler tackle. And the rods handle very well. I've talked to many people that have them. They have had zero problems, no breakage or anything like that. And these 7'6" rods got like 14 or 15 eyes on them.
That's what you need. We're about out of time, David, but Pro Angler, what's the website there for people to look at these things? I'd like to let people know about them, you know.
Pro Angler Tackle.
Okay. ProAnglerTackle.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And if they want to come out and learn more about catfishing, catching catfish with you, David, I know... on our website, KETR here, we'll have the Little D's. That's littledsguideservice.com. But give a number for folks that might want to give you a call and learn more about catching these blue cats right now.
You can reach me anytime at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, thank you a lot for being with us, and make sure and tune in on that Greenville Herald banner next Thursday. I think you'll enjoy. I gave a pretty good account of our fishing trip with those gals, so I think you'll enjoy it, and I hope all of our listeners do. And, folks, we'll be right back here next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.